Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 3rd August 2021. Top stories for today. The Deputy Health Minister, Dato' Dr. Nur Azmi Ghazali, said that 42.3% of the nation have completed their COVID-19 vaccination. Meanwhile, 49.8% of children aged between 5 and 11 in the country have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine as of yesterday. He said the parents of children who missed their second dose of vaccine can contact the nearest health clinic to make an appointment. The country also reported a total of 4,204 new COVID-19 cases as of yesterday. The Auditor General's Report 2021 Series 1 shows that the management of school construction projects is inefficient and ineffective. The report, which is based on the scope and audit samples covering the construction of 19 new schools from 2016 to 2021 in Kuala Lumpur, Selangor, Melaka and Negeri Sembilan, attributes this to weakness at the planning, pre-construction and implementation stages of the projects by the Education Ministry, consultants and contractors. As of this morning, a total of 41 victims from 12 families were housed in two flood relief centres in the Baling district. Heavy rain since yesterday evening had caused several houses in five villages in the district to be inundated with water. On the international front, at least 121 Indian workers have been hospitalised after a gas leak at a garment factory in southern India. Workers suffered from nausea and vomiting after they inhaled a pungent gas that filled the air at the manufacturing unit at a factory in Achyutapuram district in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh overnight from Tuesday to Wednesday. Meanwhile, ASEAN has said it might rethink a five-point consensus peace plan that was agreed upon last April with Myanmar to end the violence triggered by the military coup if the generals execute more political prisoners. ASEAN's foreign ministers began their meeting in Phnom Penh, having barred the military's representative from the event. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi hailed Taiwan as one of the freest societies in the world in a speech to the parliament in Taipei earlier today. Pelosi said the trip shows unwavering U.S. commitment to Taiwan's democracy. While Beijing expressed its anger with a burst of military activity in the surrounding waters and by summoning the U.S. ambassador in Beijing and announcing the suspension of several agricultural imports from Taiwan. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.